Well, from an environmentally conscious standpoint here, how does a Thorox-type product end up being better for the environment? What have you seen?
Well, we talked about bounce and scatter, and that's the biggest thing. Regardless of whether it's treated by you adding liquid to dry salt on the fly, or in this case it's pre-treated, you're getting the salt on the road instead of put on the road, bouncing off onto the shoulder and into the ditches.
Mm-hmm.
So you need, if you're applying, we'll say 300 pounds per mile, that's what you need to do the melting. But when you're bouncing a third of that off the road, you don't have 300 pounds on there anymore. So you've got to go back and apply it again. And if you can use the amount of material that you need and leave it there, then cumulatively during the course of the winter, you've used a lot less of it. So environmentally, obviously, it's better.